Radio.
Pioneering Australian Catholic Media. An interview with Charbel Raish.
So I'm joined today by the founding director of Parousia Media, Charbel Raish. Thanks for joining me, Charbel.
Thanks for having me.
Now, as I may have given away in that little introduction there, you are the founding director of Parousia Media, which a lot of Australians will probably know quite a bit about Parousia Media. If they don't, they've at least seen it around in the back of their parishes somewhere, those CDs they'll sometimes see around, or if there's a big event on, a big American speaker comes out, there's usually the name Parousia in there somewhere. You're the man that's responsible, really, for that. So what exactly got you into this media apostolate that you're involved with?
Yeah, sure. It was about 11 years ago. I was addicted to some Scott Hahn cassettes, and I had to get. I heard his conversion story for the first time probably about 15 years ago, and then a few years after that, I wanted to get some more of those cassettes, and I couldn't find them around in Australia, and so I contacted St. Joseph Communications, and they said there's no Australian distributor for their material, and if you want to set something up, we could work together. I didn't really plan it. I sort of wasn't sure. I never set up a website before. And they said, just set up a website, and we'll provide you the master discs. You can produce them locally in Australia and go from there, have a company name set up. And so I was rushing to sort of, with a friend of mine, Anthony Suka, looking for a name and what would be a suitable name and a website. And he helped me with the whole process over about 10 years now. It's 2005 is when I started this. And yeah, so it was really a question about from St. Joseph's Communications asking me, do you want to do this in Australia? Mm. And so that's where it really started.
And what's really been your vision for it? I mean, it started out with just Scott Hahn tapes. Now you're doing a lot more than that. What's driven you along, and what would you like to see from Parousia?
Look, I'd like I might take this opportunity to share the vision statement, which I've just defined with the team here, and that might give you a snapshot of what we're about. Let me read this word for word. the vision of Parousia Media is to equip and empower the faithful to fulfill Christ's last commandment, to make disciples of all people. That's in Matthew 28. And we do this by providing speakers and resources that bring their faith alive in a way that is irresistible. So really awakening Catholics, the treasure we have as Catholics, we're part of a huge family both on earth and in heaven, and it's phenomenal. We're not just alone. We are part of a huge family that you know goes back 2,000 years. So I really want to help Catholics, especially among all Christians, to discover or rediscover what is in us, in our baptismal calling to make disciples of all nations, and yeah, just to reawaken it using the media we have with us. We've got the internet at our avail, and let's use it.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the reason why we are speaking today is to find out some of the exciting things you've been doing lately. Can you take me through that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just recently, I am a former teacher at Redfield College, still here on a part-time basis, tutoring, but this year I've now entered full-time into the ministry of Parousia Media, an apostolate now in its 10th year, and as you said, we have been in the back of parishes, and so what we have is a CD stand that goes at the back of a parish, and it's based on a trust system, so there's an attached money box, and people can donate a few dollars if they like. We recommend $5. That's the recommended retail price. But whatever they can afford, they put it in the back of the stand there and rotate on any topic they want. These CDs range from marriage, conversion testimonies, scripture study, apologetics, world issues, leadership, you name it. There's over 350 CDs we have access to in single CD format. And they can... they are with Lighthouse as well as Australian speakers now, and available at a parish near you. There's about 20 parishes around the country at the moment with a stand, and we're now really trying to ramp that up and try to get to every parish possible, as well as schools. At my school here at Redfield College, we have a stand in the reception area, so parents can come in and view, as well as students. And so really want to break it open, not just at parish level, but on a school level, as well as universities or any other places, agencies, offices, that are willing to have just a little stand at the back or somewhere in a place where people can help themselves. So it is based on a trust system, and it's been working since we've started in the last few years with the stand mission.
No,
that's one of our exciting projects. There's many others. But
Well, actually, something you were speaking to me about before we started the interview was that you've been to the United States. That seems like exciting news. What was that about?
Yeah, but in end of September and October, I went with my new business partner, Kevin Bailey, from Melbourne. We went together to visit the Catholic apostolates around the States. We started with Ignatius Press in San Francisco and met Father Fessio there and Mark Brumley and the team. And they're phenomenal. They've published over 2,000 Catholic books. And it's been great just to see their work. And we're really talking now about partnering for Australia and getting their materials produced in Australia. And so we're really close to getting an exciting announcement about that out very soon. We haven't begun yet, but we are in negotiations. But along with them, we are talking with Catholic Answers in San Diego. We had Tim Staples come to Australia from there, and there's Carl Keating and Jimmy Aiken, and a great team of apologists there doing amazing work, and as well as EWTN, St. Joseph Communications, Lighthouse Catholic Media in Chicago. We went up to Wisconsin. We saw Christina King and caught up. We went past Mundelein Seminary, where Father Barron is. We went across to Philadelphia. We saw Ascension Press. Very exciting what they're doing in regards to curriculum-based programs, and we're very excited to be partnering with them as well. Theology of the Body Institute. Went down to Steubenville and visited the Franciscan University with Dr. Scott Hahn. Stayed with him for a couple of days, and he's been really supporting us and excited about one day getting him out to Australia. We're just praying when, and as well as the St. Paul Center of Biblical Studies. It's just been amazing to see all these apostolates. There's quite a handful I haven't said, but just can't think of now. But we basically visited 20 apostolates in America in 7 different cities in about 11 days. So we're busy.
Wow. <Fun. laughs> That's certainly a busy time.
Yes, you can say that.
yeah, and an exciting time. That's fantastic, because I mean, those names there, those are pretty big names in Catholic media, and us Australians going there and rubbing shoulders with them is a pretty exciting thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was good to know that they were watching us closely. We're posting our sort of tour every day on Facebook, on the Parousia Facebook fan page, and every day we're popping up an image of where we were, and the Americans were watching us closely, seeing where we were going. So
yeah,
that was good to see.
Well, that's great. Now, one final question I would have for you is that you said this apostolate's been going for 10 years now. What has been your favourite moment over the last 10 years?
I think a standout would be seeing when we had our first speaker, Tim Staples, in 2009 come to Sydney. And over 6,000 people turned up over the week.
Wow.
Not in one sitting, it's over the week, but 6 days. He did a phenomenal feat. It was the first live event we ever did as Parousia Media. And so, you know, I was just humbled. I was blown away by the impact on people's lives. A lot of people that turned up were what you would call nominal Catholics or part-time. They would come to Christmas or Easter Mass, but not go to Mass during the year, or even struggling whether or not they were in the right faith, or questioning whether the Catholic Church was the right faith for them. They were sitting on the fence, basically, where they're not sure if they were in the right place or not. And at the end of the week, it was amazing to see not just one or two, but dozens and dozens of individuals saying, "Look, my life has been changed now, and I know for sure that the Catholic Church is the one true church, and I'm going to go to Mass again and go to confession for the first time in 10 or 20 years, some of them." And I just was really moved by that, and I thought, okay, this is a sign from God that this is working, and this needs to be done, and there's hunger for these live events. And so that's the other, that sort of really was a standout for me, the Tim Staples 2009 tour. And from there, that sparked a whole ministry into live events and speakers, and we were able to bring out about 20 different international speakers in the last 6 years, and I've estimated now about 100,000 people have turned up. If you add up all of them, and I mean some events had about 50 or 100, but if you add up all those events, all up, 100,000 people have listened to these live speakers, and I think that's really amazing to know that people are coming to learn and deepen their faith, and it's humbling to be a part of it, and to know that this is working and there's a hunger out there. And I'm bring on this year, you know, there's so much more to do.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Charvel, for talking to me. I'll give you this moment just to plug your website, how we can find Parousia Media aside from the back of your parish, or even if you want it in the back of your parish. How do we get in contact with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are looking for as many what we call account managers as possible. So a volunteer from every parish, if you like a stand, contact us. We have a direct phone number. It's 96510375, as well as the website, and that's the best place to go. You can email us through the website. It's parousiamedia.com. So it's parousiamedia.com, all one word, lowercase. Visit us, contact us. You'll notice on that page you've got all the products. There's over 900 different types of media there, CDs, DVDs, books, and MP3s now, as well as a way of booking a speaker. And we're in the process right now of planning a calendar ahead of Australian speakers around parishes around the country. So, you know, they're free events, basically. Just let us know if you're interested, and we'll be happy to tee it up. And maybe we can have these talks available through Cradio as well, have these talks and presentations around the country beaming through the Cradio website.
Well, it'd be wonderful to work with you. I mean, you're up to some great things. So thanks once again, Charbel. And we'll be praying for your ministry and for the team at Parousia Media.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for all you've done.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all your good work at Cradio, and showing our Friday night talks every Friday has been great. 8 o'clock, those Lighthouse CDs are playing. And,
that's correct, yeah.
And what you're doing is amazing with Cradio and going around, but not just Sydney Archdiocese, but you sort of, you know, it's really available around the world. And so it's really been a real blessing for the church around the world. And I know there's a handful of people in America, let me tell you, that know about Cradio. So
that's
keep
wonderful.
Up the great work. keep it up. And thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you.
That was an interview with Charbel Raich. For more interviews, talks, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.